Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch and we have the lovely and talented Cat. That's C-A-T, the ringmaster of the circus. Cat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. And you found either one of us on TikTok, we'll TikTok to you. We're going to shout out two towns towards the north that are apparently listening to us. Our first is Gateway, Alaska. The area reflects its role as a gateway to the Mat-Su Valley, offering commuters, families, and nature lovers. The Mat-Su Valley, which is Manuska-Sustina Valley, is a large fertile region in central Alaska located north of Anchorage. Our other town is Ada, Minnesota. Ada has an annual home of the Norman County Fair, held a full weekend in June. The fair gathers in place for the whole county. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right. Alcohol is always here on the back porch. You know, I got some friends that have some concerns about my drinking these days.
Me being one of them.
But I only drink 3 days a week. Okay, it's yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Today I'm having Bulleit came out with these pre-mixed drinks a couple years ago. I love Bulleit bourbon. And I can't make a freaking old fashioned. I don't know why. It's pissing me off.
So you're a pre-mixed guy.
Well, I usually don't do it, but this thing's good. Okay, the Bulleit old
it's
fashioned.
It's dialed in, as they say.
And it's only 70 proof. Only. Cat, what you got?
I have me a pomegranate French 75. Lovely red color here. Looks like it's ready for the holidays.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right, today we're filing for divorce. Kat and I have had it. This podcast has driven a wedge between us, and we can't take it anymore. Why do they say filing for divorce?
Because it's a legal matter and it's something that you did.
Or we're filing papers.
Right, there's paperwork involved.
You know, there's a lot of country songs about divorce. Shocker there. Mark Chestnut going through the big D, and I don't mean Dallas. Of course, Tammy Wynette's D-I-V-O-R-C-E classic. Maybe not a good idea to listen to depressing country songs while you're going through a divorce. The divorce rate these days is really bad. 50%. Flip of the coin. After you walk down the aisle of whether you're going to make it.
Here's what almost 50% of all marriages in the United States end in a divorce. Researchers estimate 41% for first marriages, 60% for second marriages, 73% for third marriages.
So issues.
You don't want to be a three-time loser, okay?
You've already been through a couple people already and that didn't make it. It might be you.
The United States has the sixth highest divorce rate in the world.
Well, that's not too bad. I thought the numbers would be lower as far as the divorce rate, because really not as many couples even get married anymore. Back in me and Kat's day, you know, I don't know about her. I never really understood couples, you know, cohabitating for years together and never getting married. I didn't really understand it. And also back in our day, it was kind of frowned upon.
Oh, yes. I came from a very religious family that was no bueno.
Make the girl honest.
Now, when my nephew came along, nobody said anything, but, you know, just saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But these days, it just seems to kind of be normal.
Right.
You know, people look at it like, I don't know, we're together, we love each other, we don't need a ring, we don't need a piece of paper to say it. And, you know, if things start going sideways, it's easy to dissolve that kind of relationship. One of them just packs their shit and gone.
I mean, I'm harking back to the 1970s, where it seemed to be a lot of divorce. I mean, I had two uncles who I never, who had one of, both of whom had several children divorced in the 70s. I mean,
you had a lot of cheating going on.
Right. Well, nobody said that. Well, one of them really was cheating after the divorce. But you had a couple of uncles on your mom's side.
Yeah.
Was that in the 70s?
Yeah.
It just seemed to be rampant back then.
Well, you know, drugs, catting around.
Catting around, yeah.
You know, on the flip side, you got people in marriages that have pretty much fallen apart, but nobody leaves. You know, you got, I don't know. That's got to be a horrible situation to be in a bad marriage and, you know, he no longer loves her, she no longer loves him.
I mean,
but they stay together. I guess there's a number of reasons.
I think of our son. He has been to three weddings. The three guys' friends in their late 20s that are married. One of them's already had a divorce.
Or one for three.
One for three.
Again, people stand in bad marriages. I guess one reason is money. You know, one of them has it. The other one needs it.
And it,
to keep up their lifestyle that they're accustomed to.
That's, you know, what alimony's for.
Money can't buy happiness for some people, but maybe it does. The other scenario I see in my head is, you know, you got this nice woman married to a dude who says, like, you know, the big guy at the big company. And, you know, he plays golf on Tuesday. Plays poker on Thursday, heads down to his buddy's boat on the weekend, and she's basically there to do what?
Everything.
Go pick up his dry cleaning,
run
make
errands.
Sure there's some Michelob Ultralight in the fridge, iron his shirt, you know. And she didn't know she signed up for this, right?
No.
But she's there, you know, just to be the personal assistant. And I'm sure there's ladies all over the place that are in this situation. And why do they stay?
There's probably a zillion women in the west end of Richmond that are having to drive the humongous freaking Suburban that are way too big for them to drive. Because he said, well, honey, you know, you can fit all the kids and do this and that and the other. But does he drive that car? Probably not. Probably has a Corvette or something that he sports around in.
He can get from one place to another pretty quick in that. You know, again, if some women in these situations where they're pretty much just, you know, there to do chores, let's be real. Some of them, they don't have anywhere else to go, right?
No.
Just say their parents are deceased or they don't have any brothers or sisters around. You know, nobody with a spare room. So they just hang in there, you know. And then there's some, you know, even worse, who stay together. It's out of fear. You know, they're actually scared of the other person, that, you know, what they're going to do if they left them. You know, that's a really sad situation to be in. You know, some people, believe it or not, stay together because of the pets. This is no lie. They love the dog or the cat more than they love the other
well, that's
person.
the new thing.
And they
now
know if they leave, might not get to see the pet again.
Some of the battered women's shelters now have the ability or have an arrangement where they also bring the pets in. Because,
good.
You know,
you don't want to leave it there with that dude. If he's beating her, you know he's beating the dog.
No. And there's a weird statistic I didn't realize. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, during states' lockdown over the United States, the divorce rate and marriage rates both dropped significantly in 2020.
Huh.
So people who were in a bed just stuck it out because death could be out there, but right. I got to stick with him.
Well, you know, the main reason's the kids, you know, which I don't have a problem with that one. You know, the marriage has gone sour years ago, but they're trying to stay together, at least until the kids, you know, what, graduate from high school.
Well, that's got to be a hard thing on the kids. Hey, It's like June after the high school graduation. By the way, mom and dad are splitting now.
Right. I don't know. You know, the divorces I don't get are the ones when people are up in age, 60s, 70s, and then they go and get a divorce. I don't. What is that about? People have been together 30 years or more. That's, and now we find out we don't like each other. It seems very strange.
There was one housewife, and Kyle from like Beverly Hills. She and Mauricio, they had like four gorgeous daughters. You know, the youngest one was in high school. And you freaked out in like in a 30-year marriage because you go through so much stuff together that, you know, you just can't make that bond always happen. To turn around, okay, no, I think I like girls now, or he's been cheating on her the whole time, and she's right. Put up with it.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like a big waste of life to go through all those years with somebody, and then, you know, bam, we're going to split it up here in our elder years. And, you know, I don't think, who the hell, who wants to start dating in their 60s?
That seems very scary.
Creepy people. I mean, come on, man. I know there's some, you know, ugly divorces
there. I got to see him with his CPAP machine on. Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, usually those ones are like the celebs.
Right.
Right? That have been together in the 60s and 70s, and then they split up. Of course, that's because the dude's going to marry, what, some little 23-year-old or some shit. That is really creepy. You know, and some of those divorces with the celebs are ugly. I mean, splitting up lots of money.
Lots of money.
You know, I had to go through a divorce. I was like in my mid-20s, first time I got married. Me and this girl kind of off and on for years. Like 9 years, and then stayed married for 9 months. So that's, if that doesn't tell you something, it should.
So what was the major problem with that?
Well,
relationship
to me, it was controlling. She was very possessive. Like I was a thing. I was being possessed. I mean, no, that didn't sound right.
maybe I was.
I don't know. You know, this is another old wives' tale, too, is they change once you put a ring on it, right? Remember you used to hear that? Like, oh, she's all ready to party, and we're having fun, and as soon as you drop the ring on it, boom. Well, that actually happened to me, okay? This is what happened.
So,
you know, she wanted me to pay for every... wanted me to give her my paycheck every week, to pay the bills, and then she was going to, like, give me an allowance, okay? And I was, like, working 6 days a week at this printing company, working shift work, making buku bucks, but I was getting my ass kicked. And I'm like, I'm not handing you my paycheck. Now, she probably could have done a better job with the finances than I've done in my life with my finances, but... I mean, the fact that it's like, give me your check, I'm going to pay all the bills, and then I'll spot you a 20 each week. I was like, fuck that. I said, how much is the rent? How much is the light bill? Give me half of everything. And that's what we did.
Okay. Well, how different was to marry me?
Well, you weren't up my ass every 5 seconds. That was a big kicker there. Like, totally opposite of the first. And you know what every dude says when they go through a divorce, especially when you're young? What do you say? Never get married again. And then here comes Kitty Cat right down the road. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to marry that girl. So here we sit 30, how many years?
I mean, how many of your relatives went through to our lovely wedding and went, gee, I wonder how long this is going to last with Steve?
Why would they say that? Yeah. Nice as guy as I am. Crazy, whatever. So anyway, there a little crazy shit went on or whatever, but you know, basically it was pretty simple because we didn't own anything, right? I was like, we were in an apartment. I was like, you can have all the furniture. I just want my stereo and some of my clothes. Well, she cut a bunch of my clothes in half with scissors. I could go on, but I'll just.
She also claimed you drove her crazy.
Well, don't they all say that? Okay. I don't remember that part, but I will take half of the blame for sure. But the whole thing cost us like $500. Of course, this was like 90 or 89 or something. Right. You know, it was like we went to Markel up here at Innsbruck, went to the lawyer. He's like, here, you sign that. She signed that. And we went out in the parking lot and gave each other the finger, and that was the end of it.
And so, and I don't think our kids know that you were married before, do they?
I'm not sure.
They do not. So you're listening to this, kids. Guess what?
Well, you got to learn. See, what I remember is my dad and my mom didn't say anything because we did justice of the peace. The whole, there was no hoo-la-la.
You were kind of redoing their tradition because they ran off to, South Carolina? And
exactly.
And got
That's
married.
How you do it. That's exactly. Where instead, hear that, kids. That's run away.
Instead, I dragged you through our wedding. That was like a day different than my parents' wedding.
It was quite an ordeal. It was a horse-drawn carriage. That's all I'll tell you. But, when you're going through a divorce, it's a very emotional time. Dividing shit up. Who's going to get the vehicle? Who's going to get the house? Are we going to sell the house? And then you got, unwanted advice from your friends and family. Everybody's kind of picking sides. It can get nasty. And you're going through all this shit going through your head, and then you're still trying to go to work, right? You still have to go to your job and try to concentrate, while all this divorce shit's running through your head. It can be a very difficult time, especially when kids are involved. And if the stats are correct, that 50% of marriages in America end up in divorce, that just seems so ridiculous. When you go to a wedding and you're sitting there and you can pull out a quarter and just flip it and go, heads they stay together, tails they won't.
Okay.
It's a little depressing.
Now, our friends that when we were in our 20s, how many of those went through a divorce?
Not many.
Well, I mean.
One. Joe. Nobody.
Ted Andre is the other one.
Oh, yeah. There's two. Okay. A couple, but our stats aren't bad.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, I can see why a lot of couples these days just live together. Why bother with the I do, the main thing is you're happy, right? With your partner. Or you're happy going solo. Just don't waste your time being miserable. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Awesome Lady. Is it Judy Bloom?
Yes, it's Judy Bloom time.
87 years young from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Jersey girl.
Judy Bloom, writer that has published more than 26 novels. That's a lot of writing. Her novels have been praised for teaching children, young adults, about their bodies. And so what comes with that? Criticism, right? Judy Bloom's novel Forever is now frequently banned for displaying teen sex as normal. Kat has, don't you have some saying about don't ban the books, ban something?
Right.
What is your saying? I forgot.
Ban the fascists.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, trust me. I go into places with that shirt on like, yeah, right.
Okay. Judy, connects with her readers by tackling subjects such as family conflicts, bullying. And she did this a long time ago. This wasn't couple years ago. She was a little ahead of her time. Body image, all the things that teenagers and young adults go through. And, today in 2025, these are main issues that teenagers struggle with every day.
Well, I mean, there's so much stuff as a parent that you aren't talking about with your kids, or maybe you're embarrassed to talk about with your kids, like sex. There was a book I used to read back in the 80s called Everything You Want to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask. It was a great book because it told you everything you didn't know, and you knew. Unfortunately, my Methodist parents weren't going to tell me, so.
I don't think I got the birds and bees either. Maybe it was wrap it up from dad. Maybe that was it.
That was nothing. It. Wrap it up. Way to go,
Judy's
Russell.
Novel. I don't even think I got that. her novel, what is it, Tiger Eyes?
Right.
It's turned into a film. Her novel, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, was released as a feature film just a couple years ago,
right.
2023. This year, Judy Bloom's novel, Forever, was adapted into a Netflix series. And this lady was named as one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time Magazine. And that makes Judy Bloom one tough, awesome lady. Did we watch anything?
We watched something, and I watched House of Guinness there on Netflix. It's a great historical drama about the real-life Guinness family, focusing on the four adults, the brewery patriarchy of Benjamin Guinness, who died in 1868. It's pretty good. The beer Guinness.
Okay. Love it.
So they were pretty much English, but of course, most of the part of England at that time were what you call Fenians. They were Irish Catholic, in other words. They weren't. And at the time, in the 1860s, they didn't have home rule yet. So all of Ireland was pretty much being ruled by the English. So they're trying to get their beer into the United States. Well, how they do it is they try and make a deal with the Catholic Irish there in New York. And so they send this guy over, and this guy is a great actor from Game of Thrones, Jack Gleason. And if you ever took a little picture of like a St. Patrick's Day card, my grandmother, Nanny O'Brien Ford, would have, you would see Jack Guinness's face look exactly like what an Irish person looked in the 1800s.
Facial hair,
the mutton chops, the whole deal. And of course he gets there and he's trying to, and makes a deal. Well, if they get the beer over there, they will give them money to send guns back over to Ireland to fight the English. And if, you know, you can go through the whole history. They don't really have what we call home rule till like they've tried to have it before World War I, doesn't work out, and then it really doesn't happen till like 1920s. But anyway, you kind of see all the conflict that's going on. You've got one older son that's gay. You've got the second son that's trying to run the business and have all the new ideas. You've got the third son that's pretty much an alcoholic. You've got the daughter who's having her own issues. Anyway, it's a great, I love any historical drama that puts me right into a place I've never been before just to see what's going on. And House of Guinness does that. And how they grew the business and everything. It's really a great, it's really a great show. I mean, I complained to you the other day that it did end in a cliffhanger, which I was kind of ticked off. Like I've got to wait till the second season to see what's going on. But it's really, really good.
And Guinness is really, really good. It's almost like a meal and a beer all in one.
It's a little bready.
All right.
Want to check out Guinness, House of Guinness, they're on Netflix.
All right. Do we have Guinness in the cocktail
no,
this week?
Unfortunately, I was thinking the other day we were at the bakery and we had cinnamon rolls. And this is a cinnamon roll martini. It's one part rum chata. Let's see, two parts rum chata, one part heavy cream, and one part Kahlua.
The only thing to do with this is just slam it down. Don't sip it. Just wail.
Okay.
That tastes exactly like a cinnamon bun.
Mm.
It does.
It does.
That could be trouble on a cold winter's night.
See, I was thinking that this is the time of year you're trying to have the nice creamy little cocktails kind of go.
That's pretty sweet.
It's pretty good. And I mean, I would recommend that one.
All right. Thank you, Kat. This week we were bumping in with a band called Winter, formed in 2012 from Boston, Mass. Samara Winter, hence the name of the band. She's the main character. A little hard to nail this band down. Samara, she'll sing in English, then she'll sing some songs in Portuguese. There is some female pop rock in it, which I'm a sucker for. It's a little shoegaze sometimes, but Winter kind of mixes it all together, does their own thing.
They're touring right now. Let's see. The next show is going to be November 11th, The Moth Club, and they're in London, England.
All right. Winter released their fifth album this year called Adult Romantics. The song we were bumpered in with today is called Just Like a Flower. It's on that album. Go to iTunes and download it right now. Check out Winter wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.